You're listening to an Airwave Media Podcast.
We are constantly surrounded by the message that mom life is the tired life, the no time for myself life, the hard life. And while it can be hard and full of lots of showing up for others, the idea that being a mom means living a joyless life, a stale or shit show kind of life all the time, is something I am passionate about putting a stop to. My name is Ali Casaza, and I'm about to make your life so much lighter. You are listening to The Purpose Show. A quick note, because it is so important to me that I am able to authentically be myself and speak the way that I normally speak here on my podcast, not sugarcoat or be vanilla or wear a different mask when I'm talking to you guys here. You'll find the occasional curse word on my show. So if that bothers you, if it's not something you want your kids to hear, grab your headphones, girl. The Purpose Show podcast is part of the Airwave Media Podcast Network. Visit airwavemedia.com to listen and subscribe to other awesome shows like this one. Friends, I am so excited to officially announce to you that the Declutter Like a Mother planner is here and ready to be pre-ordered. I am literally so freaking excited about this. This is the official Declutter Like a Mother planner. I have always wanted to make a planner because I am a planner girl myself, and I have never really found like the perfect planner. So I created it. Basically, this is an undated planner because I hate when there's like month and year already assigned to it. Like, you don't know when I'm going to start using my planner. Get off my back. This is undated, so you can start and use it whenever you want. There's weekly and monthly and daily planning within the planner. So it's everything that you need. Also, there is space for gratitude or affirmations. There's space for you to write notes to yourself, space for you to keep this a very positive, high vibe space for yourself. And there is exclusive content from me that's designed to help you be actively decluttering your space and your life, and keeping yourself on track with living a simplified, abundant life and doing everything we talk about here on the podcast and in my books and in my corner of the internet. So this is the official planner from me. Go get it. You can get it anywhere books are sold: Target, Amazon, Barnes and Noble, your favorite indie bookstore, or online indie store, literally anywhere. Go get it. I am so excited. The Declutter Like a Mother planner. Make sure you tag me, and I want to see that you got it. So let's celebrate together. I love you guys. Thank you for supporting me. Hello, beautiful friends. Welcome to The Purpose Show. Okay, this is a unique sit down to record because, first of all, I have 5,000 windows open on my computer because I did not prep for this at all. I'm closing them out in front of you. This is fun. So I was in my bedroom just now. I was FaceTiming my friend Lauren, who I just recently got back from a trip to Miami with. And after that call, I just sat there and was just thinking and feeling all kinds of things. And I just was like, I was about to grab my phone and record some content for social media. And I was just like, you know what? No, this is an episode. And so I literally just got up and walked in here and sat down. I'm in like my underwear and like an oversized t-shirt. Like, my hair is a mess. I'm not even ready for the day. It's 9 a.m. And I'm just like, I'm throwing out my plans for the morning and I'm going to record an episode. And so I literally just came in, turned my computer on, and here I am. So this is just very unprepared and unfiltered, which I feel like it's how we roll. It's how the best episodes come out. Anyway, so recently, at the time that I'm recording this, it's late April 2023. And about a week ago, I just went on my Instagram story, which is usually where I share kind of like that's where I share the most, just because the people that watch that are like my more closer, like loyal followers, I feel like. But I went on there and I was just sharing a lot about how lately I have just been in like a funk. I have just felt like my heart has just been hurting lately for all kinds of different reasons. I have just had a lot. Do you know when you get to a place where you're just like, there's just so much emotion coming up? Like, you sometimes just can't believe the people and friends that you have lost, the things that have gone on in your life, the the way that you're living just looks so different than it used to. And it's not even bad. It's just so different. And sometimes like to get where you want to go, there not everyone can come with you. And so I've just been like feeling really sad about some of the losses that I've taken in my personal life over the last year and processing a lot of emotion. I've been reading a couple of really good but really heavy books, and there's just been a lot, lots of emotion. And I just feel like I'm in a season of processing that and letting it, like allowing the emotion instead of suppressing like I used to, allowing myself to feel, knowing that I don't need to be happy all the time. I can go through a period of sadness, and that's not bad. That's not negative. It's just is, and it needs to happen. It needs to take place. Processing those emotions is important. And then alongside that, I shared on my story that day how I've just been feeling really off and stuck and weird in my business. And for me, I mean, really anyone, not just for me, but when you have a personal brand, like when you have a business, it's emotional. Okay, it's emotional, it's spiritual, it can be a total mind fuck. It's a lot of things all at once, no matter what. But when you have a business that is a personal brand and the message behind that personal brand is what you believe to be your life's work, like your purpose, it's on another level. So when I feel stuck in my business, I feel stuck in my purpose. I feel purposeless sometimes. And feeling purposeless while you're working in what you believe to be your purpose is very weird and confusing. And not everyone will even understand what that means, and that's totally fine. But it's hard. It's a lot. It's not just like, oh, I need some fresh inspiration. Let me go for a walk. Like it's this like, who am I in the world? What am I here to say now? Why isn't this feeling like it fits anymore? This used to feel so good. This was a huge part of who I am. This was my message. Why isn't it feeling as good as it used to? What do I do? It's just like, it's heavy and it's scary. And so I've been in that place, just really like, I have been struggling with huge, like sections of my audience have just felt very, very misaligned with me. I have just felt like, oh my gosh, like, do I go and just rebuild something from scratch? Do I work with what I've got? This is just feeling really tense. I feel like there's just been a lot of people like really pushing back against like every little thing I say. And when that happens, it's time to kind of gut check your relationship with your audience. If you're a personal brand, you're always going to have a relationship with your audience. And like any other relationship, it needs to be reflected on. It needs nurturing. It's something that's a big part of my life. It's in my, you know, top 10 priorities list that I nurture and try to take care of. And so I was seeing a lot of signs where I just wasn't happy with my audience. And when I say my audience, it's not likely that I mean you. It's my audience is large and broad. And there's kind of like, there's personal connections that I have with people that I DM that are big supporters of me that, you know, share all my episodes on Instagram and tag me. Like I see you guys and I love you and we have a really strong connection and that's always going to be there. But when I say my audience, I kind of mean like the broader general people that follow me and are in general taking in my content from a very like neutral, distant basis, not the close people that like listen to my episodes pretty regularly and like you guys are like in this with me. But my general audience, there's just been like a lot of tension. And I know that they're not the people that I want to be reaching anymore. They're not, my audience is not the same as it used to be. My ideal person has changed because I have changed so much. It used to be that I would change and evolve and then I would still be kind of looking backwards and reaching back for the same person because she is where I used to be. But now it feels like that is not who I'm here to serve anymore. I've already served her. I've already created courses that will help her. I have already created messaging and content and podcast episodes for years and years that will help her. But she's not the one anymore. Like I've got to move on. And this has been a theme in my life for like 3 years. And I have a pattern. I have a pattern where I hold on because I'm afraid of what people will think of me. And I'm afraid that I'm being selfish. this is like what me and Brian have talked about in our marriage, like holding on because I was afraid of all those things when I knew like there was nothing terribly wrong or anyone did anything and I needed to leave. It wasn't like that for us. I just had a knowing. And turns out when I finally said something, he understood and he had had those same thoughts and feelings and we were able to sort through it. But this is a pattern where I know I need to let go of something and it's time for me to move forward. And I'm afraid to do it for, you know, these multiple reasons. And so I was really sitting in that before I went to Miami early last week. And I just shared that online. And I just kind of wanted to come on here and talk more about like what came through for me, what's changed, what's shifting, because that trip was really good for me. And I processed a lot and had some pretty big breakthroughs. And I just want to share this because I think it's all examples of how you can do this in your own life. So basically, I was sitting in all these feelings. I was feeling really heavy. I was definitely feeling a little depressed. Like I just felt very lost. Like, why is nothing going the way it's supposed to go? Why am I not able to like bring in like what I want to manifest? Like nothing was happening. Nothing was coming through. Everything felt very stuck. I felt like when I showed up on social media, just like, who am I even talking to here? I feel like I'm talking to people who hate me, people that are not even for me, but I've built this whole business on it. Like I'm lost. I felt like I was processing so many emotions. Recently, my mom was in the hospital for a heart thing. Like that was really weighing on me. She's okay and everything is getting worked through, but like that was a lot. There was just a lot. And I just didn't want to go on the trip. I didn't want to go. I just was like, the last friggin' thing I want to do is get on a 5-hour flight and go to Miami and be in like party mode. It's my birthday trip. It's also Lauren's birthday. We were born 5 days apart in the same year, which is really cool. And so we were supposed to go and like mom's days away, like celebrate birthday vibes. And I was just like, I'm going to go to Miami and I'm just going to ruin this for Lauren. It's not even going to be fun. And I just was like, you know what? I got to a point where I was like, okay, I need the ocean. I need the sun. I need water. I need fun. And I need a friend. And I have another pattern. I don't know if anyone will relate to this, but not only is my pattern to hold on to things when it's time to let go, my pattern is to become a freaking island, like a woman on an island stranded. Like I have nobody around me. Like I have no support, no help, no one to talk to, and isolate myself when I really need to be reaching out and just saying like, I feel like shit. I'm really stuck. I'm really lost and I need some help. That's my pattern, is to isolate. Anyone else? So I was like, you know what? I'm not going to do this. I'm going back into my pattern. This is like the power of awareness and doing the inner work, because then you know your patterns and you're aware of them and you can break them and do something that's better. So I reached out to Lauren like the day before we went to Miami and I just told her like, listen, I just feel kind of broken. Like my heart hurts. There's a lot of emotions. There's a lot that I'm going through. There's a lot to process. And I feel very, very stuck in my business. And you know that when I feel like that, I pretty much shut down. And she responded right away. And she was like, I understand. I've got you. If you just need to stay in the hotel room and like cry on me, I will hold you. I will hold space for you. If you want to sit out by the pool and do nothing but eat nachos and drink Mai Tais, I've got you. If you feel like going out, I've got you there. She was just like, I know that she's going through a lot personally as well. And she's like, you know, I'm going through a lot too. We can hold space for each other. So I was like, okay, I'm going on this trip. I got out there and we ended up being so silly and having so much fun. Like the energy of another girl just sitting in your shit with you and holding all that space is so therapeutic and so healing. My love, if you are resonating with anything that I've described about what I've been going through, go get yourself a girlfriend trip. Just do like one night, even a staycation. Book a cheap room with a fun like bar downstairs or something, or next to like a vibey restaurant, and just go out to dinner, go get some drinks, talk, laugh, have fun, go dancing, go sit in your hotel room and just talk like a slumber party. Go have a slumber party with a good girlfriend. It's so good for you. We had so many good conversations. I was able to hold so much emotional space for Lauren and what she needed to process, which was a lot, if the same, if not more than my stuff. And she did the same for me. And we were just able to be in that with each other. There were a lot of times where we just sat by the pool in silence and didn't even talk for a long time. There were times that we journaled side by side and then kind of shared what we were processing. There were tears. There was so much laughter. We went and had drinks. We went to Ocean Drive and we went to the clubs and we danced. Lauren is a very good dancer. She's Puerto Rican, so obviously. And I'm Cuban. So we were basically just tearing up the dance floor. Like, we were just having so much fun. We ate such good food. We met cool people. We were standing in line outside the club, just talking to everyone, getting dressed up. Like, it was so fun. And then just sitting in the hotel room together, like in our pajamas, like hydrating and sharing and talking and opening up. Like, it is so healing. And not only did I get my soul soothed in that way by another, you know, a friend, I had so many aha moments. Like, I had a breakthrough about my messaging. I had a breakthrough about what I'm here to do. I had a very big breakthrough about my purpose, my business. I had a breakthrough about a relationship. Like, I have been seeing someone. I shared a little bit about that on social media like a couple months ago. I had a big breakthrough just about that, because dating after you've been married like pretty much your whole adult life is so interesting. I have lots to say on that topic as well for another episode. But like, I just had breakthrough. I couldn't journal fast enough. I was feeling so much more clear-headed. And I came back and I definitely needed to rest and recuperate from that trip. But this is my first day like really back after the weekend. I'm turning 36 tomorrow. And I feel so grateful. I feel so alive. I feel so refreshed and restored. I feel so on fire. I feel so grounded. I know who I am. I know what I'm here to do. I know who I'm here to do it for. And I almost have reached this point of like complete neutrality about what people will think about that. I'm ready. And if I had stayed home, isolated, done my old patterns, not reached out to Lauren and been honest about how I was feeling, or gone and faked it, which I did. I did that before. I did that on my team retreat in February 2022 and ended up fucking up a lot of things royally. Like, don't fake. Don't isolate. Be who you are. Be where you are and be honest. If you're at a point with someone where you're going to go on a trip, they can handle your emotions. They can handle your realness. And if they can't, then you shouldn't be hanging out with them, because that's not a real friend. But don't isolate. Reach out. Be honest. And I'm doing that in lots of areas. I'm doing that on social media. Just no hiding. There's a difference between having healthy boundaries and keeping certain things private because that's what you desire, and hiding out of shame. That's toxic. That's toxic to a business. That's toxic to a brand. That's toxic to your sales. That's toxic to you, my love. And that's the energy I've been in, just toxicity, not on purpose, but just hiding, being scared, not trusting my audience, not trusting myself, not trusting my message, not knowing what it is anymore. I don't want to talk about clutter and simplifying the same way. And I was lost. Like, do I even want to talk about it at all? But what do I do? Because I really believe in this and I know it changes lives, but how do I talk about this without feeling the way I'm feeling? And I went on that trip. I was honest with my friend. I opened up and I got it. I got it. I know exactly how to speak. I know who I am. I know what I'm here to do. And again, I know who I'm here to do it for. I'm ready to call in those women, women that are ready to take this to the next level, that are ready to elevate, that are ready to change their life, that understand my method, that understand the why. And they are not excuse makers. They are so ready to go. And if I hadn't gone on that trip and broken my pattern and opened up, I wouldn't have gotten it. So that's the message for today. Open up. Share when you're in something. Share it with those that are close to you, with those you love. Don't isolate. And if you're stuck, it's not over, babe. There's clarity trying to come through. Just got to get out of your own way. I love you guys so much. I love you so, so much. You have no idea how much I love you. Thank you for being here with me.
friend, thank you so much for hanging out with me and letting me be a part of your day. It means so much to me. If you would like more like behind the scenes view into my life, this lifestyle, regular like life hacks, tips, and more content that's really gonna create lightness in your social media feed, follow me on Instagram at Ali_that's_me, or you can search Ali Casaza and it's the one with the blue check mark. If this episode or any episodes was helpful for you, please consider leaving me a review on Apple Podcasts. It is literally the lifeblood for a podcaster and it helps me so much. Thank you for tuning in. If you would like to learn more from me, how I can help you, how you can implement the things we talk about here on The Purpose Show, leaning more into making life simpler, better, and more abundant in the best ways, head to alicasaza.com. There are free downloads, online programs, and other resources to help you create the life you really want in a very deep dive style. I am always rooting for you, friend. I will see you next time. I'm Ali Casaza, and this is The Purpose Show.